Blog Talk Radio.
I organize in order to enchant, balancing, open, receptive, able, and ready. I bring my whole on, my human whole on, back into balance after a very far-reaching campaign. I seal the output with cannabis consciousness, the quality of timelessness, and the rhythmic tone of a quality will roll you, will roll them doobies guided by their own power doubled. Good evening, King. But justice on the line. Always just in time. Promised you that we would be moving into some of the good, some of the nitty gritty good, some of the tricks of the trade when we talk about charming the pants off of the beast. And we're doing just that. Promised you insight into a great cosmology, a personology cosmology, the ultimate role-playing adventure game. And we are grooving into that intent slowly but surely. We're in day 22 of the self-existing moon of form. That's the fourth moon of Betun-Uk, tenth of seven, the 13th moon, Kalan, of the galactic Maya. We were gifted with that by yours truly, and it would have to be Balam Fultan. We can say his name in a good way, as well as Bolan Ik, and then the forerunners of galactic culture that helped us to appreciate the depth of that insight, which would have to be Good Horse and Sweet Medicine Nation, the Tioshpa of Ablaza, having established the first center of wellness of its kind in Westland, Oregon, from 1992-93, and probably before that, Bud Strider was on the scene and was privileged to inipi ceremonies and rites and rituals and aesthetic practices of a once great future nation. And that would be the that of the Lakota and other native influences, which are now precipitating into Oregon with the likes of Mike Premu. I think that's how you, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name, but Mike and Gerald Premu, singers of the Native American Church and of Lakota Navajo influence, and bringing the Big Moon Altar into the rainforest, establishing a whole new social form, and probably one of the highest tantric practices that you can look forward to. And again, back to those things that help us to get ready for big ceremony like that, which is a very elaborate and drawn-out late-night exploration into a great, great spirit, mind you. Now, the obvious topic for tonight's show is birthdays. Happy birthdays at that. And we want you to have a reason to celebrate yourself more often than not. And in this cosmology, you've got a solar galactic return, which is essentially the day of your birth. And then you have your galactic birthdays in between your solar returns. And so we're always becoming or returning. And thanks to the Cosmic History Chronicles, there's a very elaborate discourse or a very elaborate explanation of those dynamics. In this case, in any case, happy birthday. And this moon, we've got several keen who are in the house of Scorpio. And to get around to acknowledging those folks, I think with David Rink, we now have seven keen who have been recently acknowledged for going the distance. And in this case, we want to show you how deep it goes and how you can use your birthday as an entry point into a most profound cosmology, a cosmology which involves a personal practice paradigm and a great deal of insight into the power of prophecy, the psychozoic future, and the great works of Dr. Jose Arguelles and friends. And nothing shy from super mental overhaul of everything we think we know. So introducing the paradigm for personal development, the description of tonight's show brings into perspective a pilot study personal practice or a pilot study program, and an endorsement that was rumored to have been given by the League of Nations back in the day when Jose and Lloydine were traveling the world and petitioning governments and nations and the powers that be on a tour that spanned, I think it was 80 dates within a single year's service. Within a year, these folks blazed quite the trail around the world, delivering the 13 moon calendar, the discovery of the law of time, and an appeal to the industrialized nations to return to a harmonic standard of measure and to return to the fundamentals of natural time, and to relinquish the artificial standards or the artificial standard of measure, which at this time is absolutely imploding on itself. And so we've been given the diagnosis, we've been given the remedy, and here is the application. Essentially, what we're well aware of is that the existing paradigm is one that's obscured in many ways, and that oftentimes we find that those barbarians that are behind the wheel, that are pulling our strings, are some of the most immature, underdeveloped, egoic, self-centered individuals that could possibly be running the show. And in the course of attaining power and gaining a foothold in Babylon planet, they fortify themselves in illusions that are used to obviously distract powers that be from upsetting the attainment of that power. So in this case, the essence of the law of time is a pilot study personal development program, and with that comes a great deal of insight. All of the applications of the pilot study program are indeed delivered with a great deal of creativity. And in this case, we've got all of the primary applications that orient the Earth Wizard and the initiate to stop and re-examine and reorganize and order oneself into a bigger, better deal. So in this case, and you have to pardon me because again, Bud Strider is broadcasting from a local establishment after having stretched at a nearby yoga studio, and may or may not be able to hear this voice as I hear a number of odd clicks on the other line. So we're going to do our best to get this through to you, and if we have to rebroadcast it, we will. Again, this is a courtesy, so I hope you appreciate that. The Discovery of the Law of Time and the World 13 Moon Counterchange Peace Movement will be the topic of tonight's discussion, because all of these practices are essentially real-time practices that have direct application in today's world. This is not some metaphysical hype dream that can't be integrated into today's corporate work week. This is something that will definitely challenge you and on all levels to attain self-mastery. And we want to introduce to you the Real-Time Invisible College personal development paradigm, which is a gift. All of these applications are in the forms of gifts, and this particular spiritual path is most definitely not for sale. So this is the Raja Yoga that you always knew existed, and comes to the self-existing human who's on a red road path to developing oneself, and that's a primarily strength-building type of holistic care paradigm. And with that comes a very personal deep dive into knowing yourself, and knowing yourself is the primer to receiving a full hookup with your higher self. Which would be your, in this case, your human holon in relationship to the planetary holon and the other noospheric dynamics that step down from our local star into the crystalline Earth below. So our tags for tonight's show are evident, and we're going to move right into the information biology, which will help you to appreciate yourself and where you're at and how you can pace yourself, how you can stabilize your transformations and really gauge your development and the qualities of your experience. So we're going to need some divinatory craft along with that. And the divinatory craft is always stitched with a an undertone of creativity that formulates into time as art or energy factored by natural time, being aesthetically regenerative and always transformative or pleasing to the mind's eye and to the body and senses, and how that relates to the synchronic order. The synchronic order. Leading into the ultimate real-time role-playing adventure game, brothers and sisters. You remember the Dungeons & Dragons. Well, you know, we were charmed as youth exploring those adventures and those inner chambers of those dungeons and the castle consciousness that went with it and the creativity and what have you. And so this would be The invitation to remember the Dungeons and Dragons Dream Spell Journey of Timeship Birth 2012 and how we can relate to that as adults today and deliver a much more appealing and creative way to raise our children and to reach out to the youth today and give them something better than a world on fire and cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and all the other games or historic references to the Wild Wild West. Okay, well, what I read to you upon coming into this segment was the affirmation. Any keen who's hip to the trip knows that every day in the synchronic order is dynamic, and there's nothing static about this practice, unlike traditional religious forms. This is a tight knit stitch of values or insights or points of interest that carry over into an elaborate stitch, a mathematical framework that has been defined into particular values and that can be absolutely utilized to not only inspire yourself but to gauge different qualities of your development or to help pace yourself into practices or skills or experiences that will give you all of the magnetism and support that you may need in order to step into your highest light. And in this case, we're just going to use Bud Justice as an example because Bud Justice just turned, he just completed his 40th year and now he's moving into his 41st. And he's moved from the signature seal of Keen 207, which is the blue electric hand, the active, dynamic, the one who accomplishes, into more of a self-existing human. He's moving from the west gate into the south gate, and now he's looking south, which is where the ripening of that harmonic sequence takes place. And so the synchronic order informs me and gives me a guide, a destiny pattern and a guiding oracle that I can utilize to fulfill what's in my best interest and what's in the best interest of the human holon and all my relations. So they say some people would suggest I'm a late bloomer, but if I'm a late bloomer, it's because I've always looked to fulfill or to fill that slot that nobody was embodying at the time, and I could have been a very successful rock and roller, and I could have been this, and I could have been that, and perhaps it's forthcoming, but the bottom line is that I'm doing what I feel is in highest good, and that's formed from a supreme mental quality of perception, which is absolutely the result of being in right relationship with divine humanity. And thank you for that, my Lord. So, without further delay, Kin 212 is the signature seal for Bud Justice, the yellow self-existing human. And what that tells me is self-existing is definitive, and there are qualities about these tones and the measure of these seals, and we will dive into all of this in the very near future. But I just want to give you a little bit of insight as to how you can begin to utilize these tools as a care provider or a patient or a plant doctor, or however you're participating in the Green Tree Garden Culture Economic Future, we want you to know that it's not just about providing quality meds and growing cannabis. It's about integrating cannabis within a personal paradigm of self-development, and we want you to know how to do the very best in taking care of yourself so that you're plenty fit to go this great distance with Bud and all the other freaks who are at this time pushing the creative envelope and the game plan for pleasure and prosperity, and nobody knows that like Cascadia bioregional pan fans who are busy at living and loving well, and doing so with a very high-minded purpose and so on. So for Bud Justice, the qualities of being self-existing and really being in tune with what I believe, and really being able to get behind this Dharma and universalize the way that it's utilized to create a quality of life and a stable one at that. And to return to certain fundamentals of hygiene and qi that are absolutely necessary to go this great distance, as we have this weekend the invitation to join the Hump Festival, and we can say that because we're in Portland and we're adults here in Portland, so the Hump Festival will be the afterburn of the Siren Nation Festival, which just occurred over the course of the 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe. And unbeknownst to me, there is a women's movement of cultural creatives who are hosting the Siren Nation Art Fest. And so... yada yada, yeah. Okay, so anyway, moving into this, obviously it's very elaborate, and you can just save me a whole lot of chit chat if you would simply go to splashwebs.org and think a link. Splashwebs.org will give you insight as to how the local pan has played a role in bridging the worlds, or bridging the diverse genres of Portland's creative youth and creative culture, and you'll see that there are ways and means there for you to tap the law of time and the 13 moon calendar tutorial and all the other fun-loving influences that have gone into this peace movement. And that's what it is. It's a peace movement. So the self-existing human in me is now moving into a definitive form of purification, as the self-existing human is within the moon wave spell. The red moon wave spell began the first day of the 13th year of the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act, and sends a very clear message to all of those who are participating in this in the privilege of the OMMP, that it's high time to get with the feminine dynamic. And in this case, if we're living according to a mathematical code of conduct or the synchronic order, then we would look to the 13 moon calendar to see how these days are imprinted into the psyche of those human filaments who are working to unify the collective will and the interests that that this particular facet of culture represents. In this case, I hope it's health and healing and progress, as well as home economy. We're going to have to expose those who are taking advantage of our good nature and draw them out and flush them out. You know, again, it's just when we talk about the signal or the seal of the red moon, it's a seal of purification. So this is the wave spell of purification. And again, if you're not healthy and you're masquerading as a plant doctor or a care provider or someone who is banking off of medical marijuana, then in the near future, you're going to find yourself, you know, in purgatory on the internet detention hotline. And we got ways and means of drawing you out, hempel seed, whoever you may be. And we've got ways and means to call a media squeeze. So expect to have some media squeeze profiles on the radar in the very near future. Bud Justice has a very long list of assholes that need to be checked. And we're going to be bringing that full circle as we move into stabilizing this winter cycle into a very simple personal practice for myself. It does involve cleaning up my blood, my organs, flushing my liver, purging any gallstones. I will be doing another live cell oxidation test to see what's going on with it. I know I've got to clean up the, there's probably some parasitic action. There's always parasites going on, so you're going to have to, again, you know, clean up the diet. I've got a staple practice, but I need to refine that. You know, anybody who's a shaman or an aesthetic has to be practical. And in this case, Bud Strider's been your vagabond prophet. I've covered more distance than any other activist you'll meet out there. I'm still doing the homeless trip with the white rhythmic wheel bridging machine, which has been totally remodeled and is quite comfortable. So don't worry about me, because I live well and I get around. Unlike the majority of y'all. Well, we've also got the Juice Goose, and she's built like a Mack truck and well-equipped and sleeps four. We've got the boat over there in Cascade Box, and the keys to that if I want to sleep on the mustard seed. So don't feel bad for me as it gets cold, but do know that I am ready for home, and I am looking for stewardship opportunities. I'm looking to create centers for wellness. I'm looking to return to my personal altar. I would very much like to work with Stone people and the Anipi and move into that Native American church real strong and sit up with these men and perhaps you can help. And if so, dial up the Kinship Compassion Center at 503-505-6952 or drop an email at the gorgewellness.org site and keep your senses peeled to the Bud Justice Facebook Venture. We've got 90 seconds on the line, and, you know, we didn't even get into any of these TED topics, but we're going to roll it to you in the near future, and we're going to have another channel on the line, which will give you what you're after, what you're hungry for, which is the real deal. In the meanwhile, just hang in there. I want to thank everybody in the Green Free Collective for another night's worth of interpersonal contact and heady headspace. We had a good time last night with the Brothers Cannabis Resource crew showed up along with other heads, and we burned the midnight oil, and we did that in the best of light. And so it's okay to be doing what we do despite what they say. I've got more time in when it comes to the yoga and the training than most, and you know, we're just trying to find that perfect balance. And in this case, sometimes you've got to with sometimes, like the man said, a little poison is good for you. So don't get too bent out of shape with your holistic care and all the hocus pocus that that you can get caught up in. Anyhow, it's a very busy evening here at the barrel, and I'm going to get back to it as I am ready to relieve myself, and I think we're going to be closing down here soon. So thanks for bearing with me, y'all, and we're going to get this trip tight in the near future. You'll get yours, I'll get mine, and it's going to be a bigger, better deal at that, no doubts. This is Ken 212, the self-existing human. Good evening and good night.